degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Data centers are rapidly spreading through Tennessee, along with local resistance. At least 9 cities or counties have passed moratoriums on construction, and Nashville could be one of the next. The Planning Commission and City Council are considering new rules. Widespread resistance has been on display in recent weeks in response to 2 projects planned near the Nashville Zoo and at Fisk University. Nashville's NAACP president, Timothy Hughes, says companies and local officials need to provide more transparency about the projects and engage with the community.
It's very important for us to have this public dialogue. We've got to do it in communication with the environment, with the community in which it will reside, and not, you know, nothing about us should be without us.
Otherwise, he says projects will continue to meet fierce resistance as people are left wondering how data centers affect them. A recent Gallup poll found that 7 in 10 Americans are opposed to AI data centers in their area. A 133-page report legitimized a conclusion that has been floating around since Winter Storm Fern hit in January. The Nashville Electric Service was not prepared. After hundreds of thousands of people went without power, some for more than a week, the utility promised a robust internal investigation. It hired an outside firm to do it, and the report is now available. A lot of the problems came down to infrastructure. The utility didn't have good enough systems to forecast damage. It didn't have a good way to ask for outside help or to manage contractors in such a widespread emergency. That meant taking 5 days longer than it could have to get power restored. The report also said that NES has not adapted for the growth in its customer base. A few months ago, the Tennessean reported that over the past decade, the NES customer base has grown by more than 90,000 households, and in that time, the NES workforce has remained the same size. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org or in the NPR app under local headlines.